Miawis Kanakagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I'm coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. Each week, we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island, so for the next hour, you're cordially invited to enjoy the chat and today's musical selection. It's with great pleasure that I get to welcome my friends from Sunburnt Stone back on the air. I first got caught up with singer-songwriter Andrew Buzzy Wilson in January of 22, and today we'll be welcoming drummer extraordinaire Nicole Sosi to the show. We're going to be getting caught up on the band's most two recent releases, Fifth World and 4X. Over the course of our conversations, I think we've stumbled upon a new word by which to describe this righteous band's music, and that is the Spaghetti Acid Western. So without further ado, turn it up and sing along with Mirage, today on Gyno.
Thank you.
I'm excited to welcome back some good friends, Andrew Buzzy Wilson and Nicole Sosi from Sunburnt Stone to Gyno Today. You might remember I had Sunburnt Stone last on the show in January of 2022. We discussed the band's album El Navajo, and today we're going to be moving ahead and getting a little bit caught up with their two most recent releases, Fifth World and 4X. As a matter of fact, that was Mirage from Fifth World kicking off our listening today. So without further ado, welcome back, Andrew. Welcome for the first time, Nicole. It's great to be able to get caught up with you guys today.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Buzzy. Andrew.
Hello. Thank you. This is Nicole.
You two are a lot of fun, and I'm a huge fan of the work that you have going on, particularly from a little bit of a narrative standpoint. Before we do start discussing themes in the album and where you're going with this dystopian spaghetti western, Andrew, just a quick recap. We don't need to, you know, do the full introduction for you because, again, listeners, go check out our archive at gynomusic.fm. But please take it away. Tell us just a little bit about yourself.
I've been doing music for about 33 years on and off the Navajo Reservation, and just been one long journey the more I do it.
Well, welcome back to Gyno Today. Nicole, since it is your first time joining us on the air, I was wondering if you could do a little bit more of a detailed introduction and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name's Nicole Sosi. I'm Navajo as well, from Gallup, New Mexico. Music's been a part of my life, you know, since I was in the womb. My parents, you know, listened to music, went to concerts, and that was kind of, you know, how I was introduced to music. When I went to college, I was in the Native American choir. And after my first year in the choir, they asked me to be the drummer for the group, so using a hand drum. So I kind of picked that up pretty quickly and was the drummer for the group at my time there at Fort Lewis College with the Balasinum Choir. And I met Daryl and Andrew after I graduated. And, you know, Andrew was a guitar player and kind of asked me if I could, you know, play my hand drum with his music. So that kind of started us in that acoustic kind of version of Sunburnt Stone, where I was using the hand drum and other hand percussion instruments. And we kind of went through a couple of drummers. So out of necessity, I kind of just learned the drums so that I could be the drummer for the group. And I still feel like I'm, you know, learning the drums. So that's my history with Sunburnt Stone.
You know, Nicole, I've heard Andrew say before that, you know, him and Daryl have been playing for a long time through various bands throughout the decades and whatnot. But that, you know, as far as Sunburnt Stone goes, it never quite clicked until you filled in on that full-time drummer position. So it sounds like, you know, you really were kind of that missing link in helping to forge the sound that we're celebrating today, right?
Yeah. Our sound definitely started acoustic and very basic. And I feel like, you know, when I got on the drums, it was still, you know, simple. I like to keep it simple. And I think that's definitely part of our sound.
Yeah. You two are a lot of fun, and I've said this before as well. Something that I absolutely love about Return Guests is that, you know, we can get past the formalities, right? We can get beyond introductions, and we can really dive into themes and stories that are found in the music. And we certainly have a lot of that to talk about today. Of course, on the other side of that, one of the frustrations that I have with Gyno is that it is only, you know, once a week and it's 60 minutes and I can only fit like 10 songs and there are so many people that I'm trying to talk with and whatnot. So needless to say, having you back on the show is a little overdue. You guys released two albums last year that kind of make up the trilogy, the main body of work right now. So let's pick up where we left off. So the last time we chatted, it was about El Navajo, a fun, fun rock album. But Andrew, you've been kind of, I guess, building on some themes. And I was wondering if you could expound on what listeners experience when they turn on Sunburnt Stone. And specifically, what's a good way to approach this body of work?
Well, that's a pretty loaded question there. You know, it involves a lot. I mean, like I said, music's been a journey. It's been 33 years of my life that I've thought about making our first album, El Navajo. When I finally got to it, you know, my mind forever changes and ideas come and go. And I'm from Generation X, so like everything that influenced me growing up was always like an album that I would save up my money and I'd buy, and I spent so much of what I had just to get it, I would listen to the entire thing. Mm. And with my music, I try to write, you know, stuff that will take your mind on a journey. So every album that I do, I try to put as much as I can into it artistically. And like this, you know, you pop the whole, the first song in, and basically like the whole album is like one song. So it just like makes you forget about your regular life for 1 hour. Mm. And what I'm doing with these three first albums that I have, they're all sort of on that same theme where you listen to the first album, El Navajo, and it starts out with a spaghetti Western type theme, and it ends, you know. And Fifth World, the second album that comes on, the very first song takes off of where El Navajo left off, and it gets all psychedelic rock and roll and ends in sort of like a dystopian, you know, looking out to the future type feel. And when you get to the 4X album, it starts where Fifth World sort of left off, where you're left in this strange abyss in your thought, and then it sort of mellows out. I mean, the 4X album, it turns into like an acoustic album, but you can hear like differences between them when you listen to all three.
I think that's the best way to really recommend to listeners to think about this music in a little bit of a narrative style. We'll come back and explore a few of the dystopian themes, because me personally, I feel like I'm watching a Mad Max movie or something like that, you know, these dystopian kind of tales. But you can hear the fun that you're having throughout it. Some really interesting sounds that I think just add to the creative nature of the album. In fact, you know, this next song that we're going to hear, I feel I want to add for a personal reason as well. My dad's a fan of the old Gunsmoke TV show. And so let's get back into our listening at this time. We'll come back and chat in just a few. Listeners out there, you're invited at this time to turn it up and sing along with a recommendation from Andrew. We're going to be hearing F Sharp's Omega Occurring. When we do come back, he'll tell us a little bit about his friend and the scene that's going on in Gallup. We're also going to be hearing one from Breakwater Band. It's their song Waves coming up right after this one from Sunburnt Stone's Fifth World. It's Gunsmoke. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
Thank you. And I'll stare at you. Take life, and I'll end your suit. I see red. Cock the handle. Hear the bell. This wind. And I bring hail. I see red. Now's the time to make things right. This will fast gunfight. I see red. Facing my demons that follow me. This is not the end we'll see.
Kisakola in the Shinnecas. You're listening to Gyno with Brent, maybe.
Wake into waves again. Crashing. The sound reminds me of my home. I'll never forget you.
Hey, this is Rex Lyons of the Ripcords. You're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee. Continue listening here to get your indigenous rock.
Give away all the time. I give half of mine.
Coming by way of recommendation from one of today's featured guests, the one and only Mr. Andrew Wilson of Sunburned Stone, that's F-Sharp's Omega Occurring. Welcome back to Gyno and today's conversation. It's great to have my friends back on the show, and we are continuing where we left off the first time we chatted back in January of 2022. Of course, for some of that background, go check out the Gyno archive at gynomusic.fm. Andrew, real quick, before getting back into the themes of the album, let's talk about F-Sharp. You were telling me that he's a part of this, I guess, underground collective out near Gallup, yeah?
Yes, yes. F-Sharp's an artist that approached me at one of my shows a few years ago, and I found out he plays, and he shares that, I don't know what you would call it, like a freeness of his mind that I'm really into. I mean, the desert's like a lonely place. And, you know, growing up, you just learn to find and think and create. And I feel like this guy, along with these other gentlemen that he jams with and stuff, they're all into this like freeness and creativity, which it really caught my attention.
I love having a little bit of a peek into that scene, and I hope we can pick up some of that conversation as well. I'd love to explore some of that music that's going on over there with you one of these times. So, Nicole, when we got your introduction, you were mentioning that, you know, you've loved music ever since the womb. If you could give me a recommendation today that takes you all the way back to that time, your earliest connections with music, what would you recommend we check out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, recently I had attended a show with Michael Martinez, and he was playing an old Exit song, I Am Happy About You. And I remember the first time hearing that was a kid, I don't know, maybe like 5 or 6. I was listening to my dad's records. And hearing that song, it was just like so comforting. And I really love that song for some reason. And I came to find out later that my mom had listened to that song on repeat for, the time when she was pregnant with me.
All 9 months.
Yeah, so that song really was my jam since the womb, and that's why, you know, I felt so comforted, and I really love that song. Because it reminded me of that time.
It's pretty amazing how visceral that connection to music can be, right?
I think it's those vibrations, man. They're magical. Yeah. You can feel them through the universe. And, you know, even when you're in utero inside the womb, you can feel that energy, and it carries out through your lifetime.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing about life. And, you know, we are in these cosmic sound waves, aren't we, anyway? Nicole, definitely, let's get I Am Happy About You on before our listening is up. At this time, let's get back into our discussion. We're talking specifically about Fifth World and 4X today, and we're kind of transitioning from our listening of the latter to kind of where we're going to be going with 4X right now. So again, as you were mentioning, Andrew, if you could describe Fifth World in one statement, how would you summarize that listening experience?
Wow, another loaded question. I would say Fifth World is the future.
And then going from there, take us to 4X now. Where are we going to continue on this journey?
Well, after you basically experience, you know, your own saga, you have the climax of your own story, I guess you just start mellowing out. When people hit middle life, you know, that's what this album represents. The 4X's represents 40 years of my life. There's no need to push yourself to your fullest energy, but you can mellow out a little bit. But then at the same time, you're still not done with your journey. You just discover a different part about your personality, your intellect, and what you want to do with your life. And 4X sort of represents that, I would say. It's instead of like a lot of the rock, it's just mellowed out to like a more of a acoustic version of myself, sure, of my life. And you can hear it in that album.
Nicole, what are some of your thoughts on this storytelling? Does he lay it all out for the band, or are you kind of discovering some of where this story goes along with everybody else?
I think he lays it out pretty good. It's definitely, I think, in one of our other interviews, I said it's, you know, a journey. You listen to the whole album. You come into the next album of Fifth World and then into 4X, and it's definitely telling a story, not only of Andrew's life, but of our time together as a band. We're learning, creating, expanding our own abilities and seeing where we can go next. That listening to those three albums in succession, you know, kind of brings you along in that journey, and you see how we expand our own abilities and just keep moving forward.
Another thing that's fun about these albums is that they're all recorded in a relatively short amount of time. Do you guys feel like you're really getting into a good method and are feeling really comfortable in the studio together now?
Most definitely. For me, quality doesn't matter about time. It's about what you put into it. It's about the scars you show from yourself and that you're comfortable with opening up to the world with. You know, like music to me, it's just a bunch of mistakes that you've made it through in your life. And if you can portray that somehow, any way, form, or fashion, and in the moment and record it, then that's what matters.
You try
whether it takes months, years, or like a week to do, or a day, or, you
sure,
know,
sure,
as you were saying.
I was just saying, you try to keep those, I guess, portals, if you would, as open as possible. You're not imposing limitations on yourself or anything, right?
Yes, definitely. I think once you close your mind to what you're capable of doing, then, you know, you basically imprison yourself. You imprison your own thoughts, your own philosophies, everything. But as long as you keep that open, then there's no boundaries to where, you know, your future leads.
Sure. Well, let's hold that thought. We'll come back and talk about where you see the future leading for Sunburnt Stone in just a few. At this time, I was wondering if you could help to introduce this next track we're going to be listening to. It's from 4X, and it's Falling Me. Tell us a little bit about this one.
It's a track just basically changing the dynamics of, you know, what we're doing with that whole acoustic sound. I think we sort of did like a one of those, what do you call them, dubstep drop sound. Yeah. But then at the same time, it, you know, I throw things here and there into what I'm doing just to trip it up a little bit.
Sure. Keep it fresh.
And, yeah, since mainly most of the album is acoustic, I wanted to sort of like, you know, when people get in a certain vibe, like a certain rhythm, say like your daily rhythm, you get up every morning, you have your coffee, you have your cereal, you go to work, you get off. It's always the same exact thing. But if you put some kind of trip or some kind of, I want to say it's almost like an intentional mistake into that process, it always throws you for a loop and it keeps you fresh. But, you know, what I did that for specifically was to change the album towards the end. And you'll hear it. Like, the last three songs are totally different than the way we started the album or the middle of the 4X album. And, you know, I think people just need more of that in their life. Everybody's like a work zombie now. And there's a lot more to life than just being a work zombie.
And these intentional kind of changes to our everyday routine, again, that's where you find the spice of life, the magic of things, right? So I'm excited to get back into our listening. We'll come back and talk about future projects for Sunburnt Stone. Nicole, again, thank you so much for your recommendation. Before this block is up, we're going to be hearing Exits, I'm Happy About You. Also one coming from Divide and Dissolve, but kicking things off. It's Sunburnt Stone and Falling Me. Today on Gyno.
Yeah. and I'm falling.